Hi, my name is Giselle and this is my podcast Smells Like New Talent. In this podcast I will talk to multiple upcoming musicians about them, their music and their future visions. If you're looking for new music, this is the place to be. This episode, Jason Waterfalls. A warm welcome to the guitarist of Jason Waterfalls, Paul, hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great, how are you?
Yeah, fine. It's perfect weather. I mean, what else could we wish for?
Exactly. So, thank you for being on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, I started this podcast to give new talent like you a stage, but also to introduce people to new music, new talent. What do people need to know about you and the band?
Ooh. I think the best thing next to us being a four-piece band and being pretty crazy on stage as well as off stage, they need to know that we make loud pop, so guitar riff-based music with a ton of 80 synthesizers in it and really poppy vocals.
Okay, and I think an important thing to say is that you already were support act of bands like Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, we had a, well, compared to this year, every year is crazy, obviously, but 2019 was really crazy in that respect. Yeah, we did a ton of shows, support shows. We hit the majority of the bucket list in my case. We did so many great venues, so that was really, really fun to do.
Cool. So the band has four members. How did you meet each other?
Ooh, well, I've been... let me think. The singer and I, so Thijs, go way, way back. So we've been making music together for, I believe, the past 10 years. And we've been in another band together. And then that one sort of split up. And we ended up with what you now know as Jason Waterfalls. And I think the current way we're playing now is for the past 2-3 years, I think. So we were looking for a drummer. At the beginning, we were just doing stuff with drum beats and taking all the stuff we could find from Logic. And then we found drummer Kirill. And yeah, so it's been a happy marriage ever since. And somewhat later, the bass player left the band and we got Boss, the bass player, in. Okay. So yeah, that's basically the formation.
And then you had to come up with a band name, Jason Waterfalls. I'm sure this is not the first time you were asked this question, but what's the story behind it?
Yeah, it's actually, well, what we call in Dutch, it's a Mama Appelsap, so a song that upon listening, you could hear something else than the actual lyrics. And our singer was actually hearing Go Go Jason Waterfalls in the TLC song. So for those who don't know TLC, we have the three ladies performing under a really exotic waterfall kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And supposedly they sing Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, and our lead vocalist actually heard Go Go Jason. And yeah, that was actually a pretty funny story, since he confessed that on one of his vacations in the States. And after hearing that story, we decided that that should be the band name. So
really great band name. So that is inspired by TLC. But what does inspire you personally or as a band when making music? Maybe environments or the artists, something you experienced or?
Oh, yeah, a ton of stuff, to be honest. So I like the really poppy stuff and a ton of the UK bands. So, for example, Don Broco, Dacavana, Yumi at Six. Mm-hmm. If you talk American bands, it's going to be Taking Back Sunday, Jimmy Eat World, the usual stuff, for example. But I also really enjoy the emo core from back in the day up to now. Bands like, I don't know, Emery, Sayosin, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm more on the louder side of the music together with the bass player. And for example, he really enjoys electronic music like hardcore stuff, etc., which is completely different. So if you take it all into account, we have a connection in terms of the UK bands, and we're looking for that kind of poppy sound and guitar based music. But at the same time, we also have like this really diverse music taste. So yeah.
And I read somewhere that your song Pick Up the Pieces is actually inspired by the series Black Mirror. Is that true? Or what's the story behind that?
Yeah, I believe, if I recall correctly, so our lead vocalist is a fan of the series. It's obviously a really good series. And he was watching one of the episodes and he figured something in terms of the two ladies and having this weirdly post relationship, and that was basically the inspiration for the song.
Cool. So, can you tell me a bit more about how Jason Waterfall's song arises?
Oh yeah. So we basically begin either by having a riff, so anyone from the band can play a riff and basically use the dictaphone on one of their phones and send it around like, oh, do you like this? Well, I have this riff. Can we do something with it? On the other hand, the bass player and Thijs are really good at pumping demos in Logic and then sending them around. And that's basically then the boilerplate or the starting point for the rest of us. So that's what we've been doing for now, at least, especially during the COVID-19 era now.
Mm-hmm.
And we also work together with a producer to basically finalize tracks or write tracks as well. So okay. It's a two-way street.
Yeah. And the lyrics, because you're from the Netherlands and you write songs in English. I don't know if you write some of the lyrics, but it's not in your native tongue. Does that make writing a song more difficult, or how do you experience that?
Well, I was in luck since I studied English, so I can help Thijs out if need be. And on the other hand, yeah, I mean, Thijs is more than proficient in English. So it's not a big deal, to be honest.
Okay.
So we manage.
Are the lyrics an important part of your songs, or is it just the whole picture that matters?
Ooh, I'd like to say both. And depends on the song as well. I mean, in some cases, the lyrics are really important. In other cases, for example, in the newer songs, it's also the guitar riff stuff or the samples or, for example, the song Push we wrote partially together with Philip Strand. And there's a couple of samples in it. For example, one that contains a dog. So, you know, the weird stuff is what we like as well. So it's, yeah, a bit of both.
Cool. So you already did a lot of shows, went on tour. Is there maybe any spectacular story of something that happened during one of the shows? Because I can imagine that you experience a lot when you're playing a show and before and after that show.
Yeah. Ooh.
Because I heard somewhere a story of you playing Twister with the crowd. I don't know what is true about the story, but...
Oh, that's actually true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's way back. That's actually one of the last shows with the previous bass player at a festival somewhere in the eastern side of the country, I believe. So we had a power outage and we couldn't play anything because the only thing people could hear was actually the drum kit. And people pulled out Twister in front of the stage, so I decided to just go for it and play Twister with a couple of people in the crowd. So that was fun. Other than that, we have at least I have the tendency to always forget something. Mainly stuff connected to either the amplifier or my in-ear monitors. So last week we did the FNR, and for example, I forgot my earphones, which is pretty hard if you want to hear your own guitar over your ear. So that's the stupid stuff that always happens.
Yeah, but I think... such things always happen when you're in a band.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And other than that, it's a lot of fun just hanging around, spending time backstage, writing music. We have the tendency to make fun of each other as well, obviously at a normal level. But it's always a ton of fun. And yeah, after the stage, you have still the adrenaline kick and you revise the show, and then it's like, oh yeah, that was really nice, that kind of stuff. Mm. One funny thing that didn't happen on stage, but happened just before the recording of the video clip for Push, is that I broke one of my toes during rehearsal. So that resulted in some pretty hilarious video material.
Yeah, because about that video, let's not give too much spoilers because I think people should just watch it. But this building tension, the question what all four characters have in common, and then this sublime choreography. How many takes when they are needed to do it flawless?
Well, I think we spent, I believe, 6 to 8 days to do it. Okay. I mean, the recording, we did all the final stuff in one day and did all the extra stuff in another day, and then the final additional parts in like half a day extra. But all the rehearsals were just, in evenings. And for example, in my living room, at Thijs's living room, so...
It's a great video.
Thanks. So, we enjoyed it.
So you signed a deal with the booking agency Mojo, the biggest booking agency in the Netherlands. Could you tell me a bit more about how that happened?
Sure. That actually happened during the release of New Reality, which is funny because Thijs wrote the song as an emotional roller coaster as well. Because of some deaths that happened within his family, which was really tragic and sad. And we had this song lying around, a really powerful lyric-wise feeling to it. And at the same time, it was a new reality for the band as well, because after being released, a couple of booking agencies basically knocked on the door saying, hey, you want to grab a cup of coffee? Because we're interested. And Mojo came out on top at the end.
Okay, cool. So
that was insane.
I can imagine. So let's take a look at the future of Jason Waterfalls. Last month was announced that you're one of the bands that will be playing the Popronde this year. Mm-hmm. For the people who never heard about it, it's a festival in the Netherlands that lasts around a month and takes place in more than 40 different cities. And some upcoming selected musicians play in bars, music stores, venues, everywhere where all their stuff fits and they can do a gig. A little bit like South by Southwest, actually, but smaller. And if I'm right, you're doing it for the fourth time, or?
Yeah. At some point, it becomes a bit vague, but it could be, yeah.
But how do you experience a festival like that?
It's fun. It's completely different from the shows we've been doing last year, so that's really fun to do. And it's just four people in a van, basically going from venue to venue or bar to play shows. And it's always crowded. People are really enthusiastic. That's basically the fun part as well. The good thing, because people can easily just drop in. I mean, they swerve around the city looking for live music and they drop in this bar and then the next bar. So it's a really, really great stage for bands and musicians to play. So yeah, it's always a ton of fun.
Yeah, it's a really cool festival. And you were supposed to do an EP release show on March the 27th for your EP Pillars. Due to the virus, it was unfortunately cancelled. Luckily, it's rescheduled to October the 30th. What is the show going to be like? Will it be the same as the original planned show, or are there any things you're going to do different?
We're still a bit on the fence on postponing it or actually doing it. Okay. It all depends on the restrictions as well. Mm-hmm. And together with that, we're looking for a new tour for next year. So, we're not too sure about that yet.
Okay. And is there maybe an album happening soon, or is that something you're planning to work on or already working on?
Ooh, good question.
something you can tell something about?
Yeah, sure. It's most likely going to be another EP, depending on how well the songwriting goes.
Okay.
So, as of now, the planning is to release a new EP beginning next year. And in the meantime, keep you guys busy with a couple of singles.
Well, I'm looking forward to them. Yeah, I started a competition in the last podcast. I will ask every artist in the podcast to answer as much this or that questions as possible in exact 1 minute to get to know them a little bit more. And the artist with the most answered questions will win the game. So are you up to playing the game?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Ditch the Volume got 15 questions answered last episode, so it's up to you to break that record.
Okay.
I will take my stopwatch. Yeah.
Okay. So what do I answer, this or that?
Yeah, I give two things and you have to say as fast as possible, choose one.
Okay.
It's not that difficult, so...
Good. Good.
Okay. Let's start. 3, 2, 1. Festival tent or open air?
Festival.
EU tour or US tour?
US tour.
Wembley or the Royal Albert Hall?
Royal Albert Hall.
Dua Lipa or Billie Eilish?
Billie Eilish.
Lyrics or melody?
Melody.
90s or zeros?
90s.
The triangle or the accordion?
Triangle.
Harry Styles or Niall Horan?
Oh, Harry Styles.
Fender or Gibson?
Gibson.
Your song played on national radio or 100 extra streams on Spotify?
National radio.
Play music or listen to music?
Play.
Chorus or verse?
Full chorus.
Dance or sing?
Dance.
Front row or in the crowd?
Front row.
Pop or rock?
Pop.
Concerts or festivals?
Festivals.
The Rolling Stones or the Beatles?
Beatles.
Intro or outro?
Intro.
And the time is over. You got 18 answered questions, so you're first place now.
Nice. Good. Nailed it.
Yes. Let's look back at your Wembley Royal Albert Hall answer for a minute. Because you answered Royal Albert Hall, is this also your dream place to perform one day, or which venue or festival has your dream stage?
Ooh, that's a really hard question. Basically, both are great, obviously. Mm. I wouldn't say no to either of them. I don't think anybody would. But I'm really still in love with the Led Zeppelin stuff from back in the day, together with the stuff that Bring Me Horizon did. So that's basically that's why the Royal one came to mind in that sense. Other than that, within this country, I'd really like to do the bigger festivals, if you're talking about stages. And I don't dare to think about playing AFOS on our own or Ziggo yet. But it would be really nice. But first, let's do a couple of festivals.
Yeah. So, final question. Are there more things that are going to happen in the future? Obviously, there's a lot of insecurity according to live shows. But are there other cool Jason Waterfalls things happening in the near future? You mentioned an EP already, but some other things? Or?
Yeah, so we're working on the tour to get it done. So, next to the Popronde, we're planning on starting next year strong, which would be really nice. So the venues are looking promising, and that's going to be fun. I can't say which ones yet, but it's going to be really nice. So singles are going to be released. We're going to release new content containing like 30, 60 seconds covers of our own songs in the next couple of weeks. And we're going to continue shooting video material, possibly do a couple of covers or play something live. And next to that, we're going to do behind the scenes stuff in terms of writing and preparing for hopefully the next single.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And maybe I'll talk to you later or see you at a live show or something.
Sure, definitely come say hi.
I will.